يا إمام المرسلين. And try picture in your mind all the sacrifices of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Our Hazrat Abu al-Hamid صاحب تبركاته says that Durood Sharif may watch him from one angle is actually saying to Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام, may Allah reward you the best of rewards. O Nabi of Allah, you cried for us, you ran for us, you were in the battlefield for us, you said hungry for us. Everything was offered for you, but you made the sacrifice for us to get Iman. The least I can do now is to thank you by sending durood upon you. So 500 durood in the day is minimum, but this 100 durood properly we sit. We sit after Zuhr namaz, after Asr, after Maghrib, after every time we are fresh. We are fresh as the time to make a proper zikr, every new time. That is that time proper durood sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the person who recites 100 durood a day 100 durood sharif, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will give him two certificates. Bara'atu min al-nar, bara'atu min al-nifaq. Allah will free him from the fire of Jahannam. This 100 times durood sharif, freedom from the fire of Jahannam. Now understand, what you say sometimes, work reverse gear. Let's work backwards. I tell the person my flight is 4 o'clock in the morning. So they say, like what? Let's work backwards. So 4 o'clock, so you're going to be there. That's like our jamaat now. You're going to be there 2 hours before. Although they say 3 hours. So you're going to be there what time? 2 o'clock. So what time do you leave the hotel room? At least 1 o'clock, comfortably. And 1 hour before that, bag must be packed. So you work in reverse gear. So to get there on time, we're going to start from here. From 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock. To be safe at 4 o'clock. So by reading Durood Sharif 100 times a day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the certificate of fire, freedom from the fire of Jahannam. What does it mean? Allah, because you're reading Durood Sharif, Allah will grant you the Amal Iman to reach Jannat safely. Understand? But in Durood Sharif, Allah is going to give you the tawfiq and ability now to be safe from the fire of Jahannam. So Allah will give you a life of taqwa, a life of ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That's why we mentioned yesterday. Hazrat says you can't get over your lust and desires, bad akhlaq, and or your mu'amalat and mu'asharat, your business dealings, can't get it right. Right? And people say now, we've got to get involved in these things here now. That's how the market is. Who's controlling the market? You say now, so and so, they're controlling the market, the banks, they're controlling. They're just puppets also. When we come onto deen, Allah will control them. Allah will make it favorable for us. Allah can do it. How we saw during the riots time, when nothing was available, how Allah Ta'ala sent the bread. Subhanallah. How it came. Truckloads came, truckloads. And I remember the first truckload that came that time, brothers came from Azadwal. Heavy ammunition. Carrying heavy stuff, they were coming because they don't know what they're coming into. But we're going to come for the sake of Allah to help our Muslim brothers. Allah's ni'mat. I keep on thinking of this also. Allah's rahm. In that condition where we couldn't leave our homes and we're sleeping with the zero on your chest. Right? They're coming from this side, they're coming from that side. But in all of that, Allah Ta'ala still sent the roti. Allah still sent the bread. Not only for the Muslims, for the whole city, you can see. And extended. So that time the thought came to mind, Ya Allah, how you kept the izzat of the Muslims. And when they were lining up in the local masjid, they come in to collect, local masjid. Ya Allah, if it wasn't for this brethren Allah Ta'ala created to the deen of Allah and to the love of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, we didn't have this. And other denominations, other religious groupings had to now do this as are distributing food and bread. And they would have tell us, they'll come line up at the temple, line up at the church. We don't want to go by. We're not going to line up over there. All right? And then too, they'll tell us now only one per person. But I got my old mother, she can't come. Tell your mother she must come also. Bring on the wheelchair. They can't give you. Where are we going to take our mothers to send outside a temple or a church? What is it that we were distributing? Those that came also, I got an old mother, I got all right, tell me in your family, tell them they must come, they can come pick up. I can't give you more than one. But Allah Ta'ala opened the hearts and Allah Ta'ala gave it like that. Alhamdulillah. So, bara'atu min an-nar, Allah Ta'ala will give freedom from the fire of Jahannam. Just that Durood Sharif. I can't get over My bad akhlaq, bad character, sad durood sharif. Sad durood sharif, ya Allah. That akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he controlled his tongue, how he used his tongue, everything durood upon him, ya Allah, give me that akhlaq. Business dealings, ya Allah, I can't get around with certain things. With durood sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, this is haram, you can't do a thing like this. Said the durood sharif. And to the barakat of durood sharif, Allah's rahmat is coming on you. Allah will turn the market around for you. It happens so many times. To taqwa. To taqwa, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will give it. Subhanallah, Hazrat gave us an incident. He says there was an Arab brother some years ago, not very long ago. And so he was in dire straits, he had some savings left. And made dua. Ya Allah, open my rosy for me. Engage in durood sharif, in amal. And to durood sharif, taqwa will come. And the person who has taqwa, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Person who has taqwa, Allah will open the way. Even that masturat also. That woman now, husband is not to treat me. Children are not, they're not obedient. Sad durood sharif. Sad durood sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you jannati life. How will give you jannati life? Allah will give you akhlaq of people of jannat. Because you're reading durood sharif, you're connected to Raza Mubarak. You're connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this person also, dire straits, things were difficult. He had about 20,000 savings. Then he saw a board, auction, property auction. Simpleton, doesn't know about properties. The 20,000 man now is to go buy a property. There was a property auction. And now they're starting the auction. Alright, you got a certain property here and they were selling it, starting from 16. So he put his hand up. Hey, 16, I get a property, too good. 16 and a half, somebody else put their hand up. He said, oh, they outbid me. 17, 18, 19, carry it out. So finally they came to 19 and a half. Somebody put their hand up. 20, so he put his hand up. Hey, only got 20. Nobody's taking it now. So property is his. What a bargain. We got a property for 20. So anyway, he went after to auctioneer. Whatever it was, told him, tomorrow I'll bring the cash. So no problem. He went home that night. Auctioneer gives him a call. He says, my brother came through right now. The property that you purchased, he wants it. But I told him that we can't sell it to him because you already confirmed it. But he's offering 24 for it. He's offering us 24. So he'll pay us 20 and he'll give you 4. Really too good. Since I made 4 for nothing really. He said, no problem. He said, tomorrow you come. We'll meet up tomorrow. Come to the auction house, whatever it is. So he went the next day. So that Arab brother came, paid the auctioneer 20 and 4 for this brother over here. So give him the bag of money. So he opened the bag. He said, what is this? He says, no, this is your profit you made. So what you mean? He said, 4 million is yours. What are you talking about? He said, the property was selling for 16 million. Finally, you said 20 million. He said, I thought you were talking thousands. He said, no, you're talking millions. Allah Ta'ala gave you 4 million on his taqwa. 4 million on his taqwa, Allah gave him like that. Barakat of Durood Sharif. Allah said, halal rosy without any effort. Just sat there, auction. He didn't have used his brains too much. He had one contact. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then he got to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So the wife also, children also, sad durood sharif. Yes. Some people say now, but I've got a medical problem. Yes. Asbab are there. Means are there. We have to take them, check up. Right? Doctor, whatever it may be now. The son is hyperactive. Sometimes depression is there. Yes, it is there also. Then we're going to do the treatment differently. But before all of that, start our amal. So bara'atu min an-nar, 100 times durood sharif, Allah Ta'ala will save a person. Certificate, freedom from the fire of Jahannam. Allah will make him and the people of the amal of Jannat. This is the barakat of durood sharif. As for in a situation, durood sharif, he made the contact already one time. And he made contact with Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala, with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will settle the problem. So bara'atu min an-nar, wa bara'atu min an-nifaq. Second certificate Allah Ta'ala will give is freedom from hypocrisy. Freedom from hypocrisy. who can say that I am absolutely sincere? The heart changes qalb. In Arabic you call the heart qalb. It's always changing and moving. So who can say I have ikhlas and sincerity? That I'm a genuine person. We know ourselves, that one I meet with a smile, that one half smile, that one full smile. Mawlana Farooq Makki Sahib says, Ajib, he says, you enter the masjid, ulama ikram are sitting together. Alright? And amongst those ulama ikram is my son's Hibz Ustaz is there. So I go to him first, Assalamu alaikum, Marana Hazrat, how are you keeping? How's it? Otherwise, Assalamu alaikum, Assalamu alaikum, Assalamu alaikum. So with all the same, I give him an extra smile because my son's Ustaz, you must see him right in class. He says, now in the smile of yours, how much ikhlas was in that? Did you do it for Allah? Did you do it only for Allah? Or did you just to get some favor done for yourself? Ikhlas is such a thing, sincerity, that you're only doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives the example of Qurbani. I bought a big ram. I bought a big ram and the whole family came to see. Friends are there also. Now I put the knife on the neck of that animal. And in my heart, what I'm saying, if only they know how much I paid for this animal. And they say, hey, Sheikh, what a size you got here. So you enjoy the praises also. And you want people to see it at the same time. Now worse, with the camera is out. So the whole ibadat now is finished. You got zero for it. He goes, zero for it. Because I want people to come to know about it. He says, you paid the price, you made the sacrifice also, you spilled the blood of the animal, and you got no reward. Because there's no sincerity. In fact, hypocrisy. Who am I doing it for? Am I really genuine in my iman, in my a'mal? Am I genuine only for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? So what is the catalyst? What is the spark behind that action? For the masturat. But the women is a big challenge for them right now. When it comes to their dressing, they're buying the abayas, they're buying the cloaks, etc. What's the need behind it? Who am I doing it for? To show who? Am I wearing clothing of pride that people will see it? So the ikhlas is sincerity. There's no hypocrisy in the person's heart. I've been cooking and baking for the family, but I have to upload it. They must see on my status or see on my whatever page on the internet. If nobody put a like, and suppose that you enjoying the food, but she's depressed. As I say, popo face. What happened to you? But the husband can't say also the food was so nice. He just can't say it. As I say, that pride is stuck in his throat. Don't want to say it. But it was so nice, the food. Really enjoyed it. But he says the opposite. Who cooked this chow? Oh, you made it. Hey, what happened today? Very tasty. You can't give a normal, nice compliment, mashallah. Every day you feed me. Look at my size. You feed me, look at, but no, can't say it. You see, in an indirect way, this way, that way, must insult her, make her feel down. He's afraid to throw her up. Because why? She sat on my head after that. I said, why not? One Sadi told me also, he said, no problem, he sat on my head. I told my wife, she's the head, but I'm the neck. I'll turn her how I want to. I don't want to be the boss. So, nifaq, hypocrisy, dressing up, the cooking, the baking, the children's dressing also, very exclusive. Must be exclusive, nobody has like us. Who am I doing it for? Now imagine only Musa Palampuri Rahmatullah Ali, more than 30 years giving Bayan Nizamuddin. What a man! Whatever he said, they just went down the whole world. Only Musa Naya Faramaya, Naya Kaha, and his melodious voice, the way he should give that Bayan. And everybody should just listen to him. Whatever he said, he should filter down to every mashwara in the masjid. Every masjid is to go down. And then he writes to his sheikh, the sheikh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who's buried in Baqi, Rahimahullah. Hazrat, so many years Allah Pak is taking work from me, but I have this fear has gripped my heart. This fear has gripped my heart, and this has to grip our heart, my dear. Really. This fear has to grip our heart also. That we're coming Umrah every year, we're going the path of Allah, we're going for Majlis. This fear has to come over us. But yeah, Allah, is it accepted? Allah, did you accept me? Did you accept me? Yes, we have confidence, Allah, you will accept. But the fear has to be there also. And Sahaba Ikram had this fear and this concern of acceptance. They would make dua for the acceptance of the Ramadan till 6 months after Ramadan. And 6 months before Ramadan, this already start making dua for the next Ramadan. Preparation was done already. Now, for us to understand is sometimes difficult. But as a person who's going on the surgery 6 weeks from now, and see his condition. 6 weeks time they're going to open me up. And now see the humility how it comes in. Why? I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen when I go under the blade. The other says that that person was in hospital. Right, 30, 35 years old, six children. Wife is sitting there, got all these kids around him, going for a triple bypass, even open heart surgery. And he's gone all pale, he can't even smile. What has happened was better, he'll see how they are now. Youngster. Alright? All these children, are they looking at their faces? Yeah. If I don't come out from there, what's going to happen to these children? The wife is saying also, what's going to happen if you don't come out? She's making dua, yasir khatam, they're making for him also. Before he's gone, already making yasir khatam. And so the doctor passes. The surgeon passes. Mr. So-and-so, yes. Said, don't worry. I'm your doctor. So alhamdulillah. Look young, but said, nothing to worry about. So the doctor asked him also, first time you're going into theater? He said, first time, doctor. I'm afraid of my life. He said, don't worry about my first time also. Where they pulled him out from now? He said, don't worry, I was an A student. I was an A student, don't worry about it. But what do you tell him? You can keep your A's where you want to keep it. But you got no experience. He said, don't worry. You can see all my journals, I'm carrying it to theater. Carry all my journals to theater. This person now already 50% is la dam. He's already half dead. They take him into theater. Dr. Saab brought his book stand with medical journal. He put it there one side. Right, doing heart surgery. Just open the section there. Nurse, now what we need was, you brought all the tools. Like you went to the mechanic. Right, what are we going to start with? Right, and the angle grinder, you brought this angle grinder. What are you talking about? I get to the hospital, the steelworks, or what, they're making gates or something here. Hazrat says, what kind of operation that will be? You're doing it from the book. No experience. No experience. He says, our namaz is. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Perform salah as you see me performing salah. That's a very important idea, brothers. The fikr of acceptance has to come in. The heart has to grip us. Then there's no time to smile or cry, Allah, please, 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 Allah, accept us, accept us. It is my namaz must come right, because Nabi of Allah gave direct command, Sallu, perform salah, as you see me performing salah. I did the Hadith Sharif, taught the Hadith Sharif, I didn't understand it. Didn't understand it until I said to my Sheikh. And then he posed the question. Never came to mind also in class. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam is saying to Sahaba Ikram, Sallu, perform salah. Kama ra'aytumuni, as you see me performing salah. He has posed the question that if you have seen Nabi Sassar performing namaz, he said, no. He said, then how are you going to perform namaz then? I said, you know what? I didn't even check this in the commentary also of the Hadith Sharif. Now I'm stuck over here. He says, now understand the Hadith Sharif. That as you see me performing salah, Allah Pak has a silsila. The call for ilm also, when you're teaching Hadith Sharif, then the ustaz will tell the students that I learned Bukhari Sharif from my ustaz, from his ustaz, from his ustaz, till Muhammad bin Ismail al Bukhari, rahimahullah ta'ala, they're going up to Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is our whole chain. So we're giving you permission to narrate from us also the same chain. So I got my chain. So somebody asked, what's your sanad? What's your certification? I heard from my ustaz, I heard from his ustaz, right up till Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu till Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm safe. And within that framework. But salah now, I didn't see Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And it is stuck to me. Do it as I showed you, as you see me performing salah. Do it the same. Now let's take it to the kitchen scenario. The mother is teaching the young daughter, this is how you must bake this cake. She says, yeah, I know it. No, don't tell me you know it. You see, now I'm doing it. But she says, no, I know. Why don't you teach the son to drive the car? He said, no, I know. I saw, Baba, I saw you driving the car. You just push the gear like that, and you put the foot down. And when you're coming here, then you put... No, Baba, not like that. That's so simple. You come sit over here. If you remember the first time you were arriving that. So the first time when you're driving, that we have 2 feet and three pedals, the same, manual. And if you remember, I still remember that too, when I was first time driving, now could have wear chambal also, wear proper shoes, but the leg must have slipped. And how that leg is vibrating already on that clutch. And now you, I think, step out and say, hey, you know, finish that brake, but the clutch plate. And you were revving it up that hill also, and you can smell that thing. Said, hey, just pop over here. I told you how to, right? We know how it was, how shaky you are. So in the same way, the mother tells the daughter also, you listen to me how I told you to do it. Hazrat says, pot of biryani also, we see the mother cooking biryani. Oh, we saw the biryani, the end product. What we saw there? We saw rice. Table biryani, masoor, loaded. Then you got the ghost, then you got the alu. This is hungry already. You got the meat, you got the potato. Then you put the saffron, etc. And we saw it, how the biryani is. And we go in Jamaat. They said, this week I cooked the Jamaat the biryani, pot of biryani. Easy. But I need about 5 pots. 5 pots for all. But then, what biryani are you going to make? I said, well, this is Lucknow plow. He's going to plow the guys. So what do you mean 5 pots? And you want 1 pot for the white rice, 1 for the masoor, 1 for the meat, 1 for the aloo. And then the other pot, I'll just keep the saffron in there. So once all is cooked, I'll just put all together because I saw how they do it. When they want to dish the biryani, they just turn the pot upside down like that. Baklu, was it? Baklova. He said, no, but you don't cook biryani like that. He said, no, you don't see what's in it. I said, you can't make biryani like that. It's kachumbar. Is that you're going to lay it properly. And they know how to layer the thing. Then they put the foil on top of it. And before that, they put the oven on. Half an hour before. Now I want to put the oven on half an hour later. Is that what happened? He says, you cook it as the housewife cooks it. She's learnt it. And now you're driving into the driveway after Salatul Jumu'ah. And as you open your door, you can smell that, hey, today is going to be a chow. And I hope now they got the side dishes also. The papad is there, carrot achar and everything. This is now solid. This is solid. And the longer the grain of rice, what they say, the longer the grain of rice, the harder you fall. Then you need the qailula. You need to sleep after that. Right? Because that was golden rice. It was now power packed. Then you see all the golden sleep you have, the golden amal also, inshallah. The Hadrat says, this has to come in the fikr of, how she got fikr, that housewife, I hope this baking comes out right. She's done it many times, but she got that fear, mustn't flop. Mustn't flop, because we got doubt right at the mother-in-law's house. So that thing must come out perfect. And at the same time, she placed an order by somebody else, in case this flops now, you better run and pick it up. Better run and pick it up, and now they got their own special containers with their name on it. So this will fold it from here into my container. Mother-in-law said, Bahar, why you made this song? Don't want to give the recipe, but you know the recipe, no name brand. But fikr, the fikr of Amal. So, but the Umar Sahib, rahimahullah, wrote as a sheikh, doesn't after all these years, this fikr has caught my heart. And what if I go to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and not even 2 rakats of my salah was accepted? I got nothing there. Nothing, because there was no sincerity. There was hypocrisy. Who am I doing it for? And the Sheikh wrote to him back and said, Mubarak, and may you be blessed that you have concern for 2 rakats. I'm crying, Ya Allah, accept this one sajda of mine. One sajda is accepted, Ya Allah, I've got it done. So to perform salah, at least this we get in Masjid al-Nabawi. Perform salah as you see me performing salah. This is the main ibadat. For the women at home, their salah. For the men in the masjid, their salah. If salah is not right, the entire life will not come right. There's the irrigation system, salah. The first thing our Hazrat taught us also, get that namaz right. We can't stand straight in namaz yet. Now the feet is not straight, how are we going to be straight out of salah? So here Hazrat mentioned also, they perform salah as you see me performing salah. What does it mean? You've got to have your chain of who I learn salah from. So Hazrat taught us namaz. He said, you gotta go to your ustad, go to your sheikh, teach me salah. And he has to be said that he learned salah from so and so, he learned salah from so and so and so and so. In that salah, I got a chain now. That's like Ali radiallahu anhu, that's like Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that's like Usman Ghani. That one, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is riwayat. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took me by the hand. Na'allamani tashahud. He taught me tashahud as you teach me Surah Quran Sharif. And then he taught me how to read. The tashahud that we read is the tashahud of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. The Shafi'i, they read the tashahud of At-Tahiyyat. They read the At-Tahiyyat of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. These are a bit different. You have your 40 durood, At-Tahiyyat comes there. It's all different ones. So always we learn from Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he held his hand and he taught him. They told him, إِذَا فَعَلْتَ هَذَا أَوْ قَرَاتَ هَذَا فَقَدْ تَمَّتْ صَلَاتُكَ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. All the hadith of Madina Munawwara. Oh Abdullah bin Mas'ud, if you recite this, oh you did this, you sat for so long, and then your salah is complete. And he taught him, At-Tahiyyat. So how is my At-Tahiyyat? Now we learned in Maktab that time, At-Tahiyyatu Lillahi, At-Tahiyyatu Lillahi, wa salawatu wa tayyibatu wa salama. Our own style, we're reading it. Our own style, we're reading it. As I mentioned now, your son grabs his own style, telling Baba, just park off one side. You're not even looking right, not looking left, you're not seeing the review, and you're just taking off. So our salah is also like that. We didn't learn how to focus the eyes, how to stand correctly. And Nabi of Allah is saying, read salah as you see me performing salah. Now if you're Madina Munawwara, I'm at the roda, and reading my own style salah, well, Nabi of Allah, look at me. Only look at me. But the Masturat also, he's telling them, don't come to the masjid. Read your salah at home, but I want to come. Now is he going to give you that glance of his shafqat and muhabbat and compassion? When he told you to do something, my own child, I get upset. My own child, I say, if the child is naughty, what I do to the child? Go to the naughty corner. Oh, lock him in the room. Now, my salah, is it correct? This is the time to make the promise to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to correct my namaz at least. We get one thing right, as I mentioned. Just get durood sharif right, everything will come right. Get my salah right, I'm performing salah, out of namaz will be the same. How to focus my eyes, how to focus my mind, how to stand correctly. Four fingers apart as far as possible. Both the feet facing towards Qibla. The feet facing towards Qibla. How I'm tying my hands. Many of us are tying the hands above the navel or on the navel. Not even correctly tied also, where the little finger and the thumb. You make a ring around the wrist. These three fingers are stretched out on the forearm. Below the navel. How I make my takbirat tahreema. Where I look. I look now in qiyam. At the place I'm going to make sajda. When I go into ruku, I look at my, between my feet, on my feet. Then I come up for qawma. Between ruku and sajda. There my eyes are focused also. And all the muraqabah in namaz also. That we know when it comes to life. Ya Allah, I'll have to come. I'll have to come back to you. I'll have to come back. One of two ways I have to come back to Allah. Either on the road of sabr or the road of shukr. Something will happen now, you have to come back. As long as things are good, make shukr and come nicely. Say, Ya Allah, I'm coming down. Ya Allah, I'm making sajda. I'm coming down happily, Ya Allah. I'm coming how? Ya Allah, I'm happy to come down. I'm happy to put my head down to you. So make this niyat, Ya Allah, I'm coming with joy. I'm coming to make sajda to you. You make sajda to Allah. With a joyous heart, Allah will make dunya, make sajda for you. Nabi of Allah told the Arabs that time, that aslim, taslam, accept Islam, you'll be safe. The deen will be the Arab. The Arabs will bow down to you. They'll pay jizya to you. They say, what are you talking? The Arabs? We are the worst of the worst here in Arabia. Where are the Arabs going to come and put their head down to us? Where are they going to pay us security tax? Nabi of Allah, where are you talking? You don't have anything by you. But listen to me. Submit completely to Allah. Come into Islam completely. The Arabs will put their head down for you. And ajeeb, my dear brother, ajeeb. So amazing and marvelous, the system of Allah. Nabi of Allah told them, accept this kalima. The Arabs will put their head down to you. And they will pay the jizya to you. They'll pay you security tax. Now the Arabs are saying that, oh, Ajmis, non-Arabs, Allah Ta'ala accepted you all. For the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you all have gone far ahead of us. We put our head down to you all. We have to come to you all to learn the effort of deen, which we forgot. The Jew for God, we come to y'all. We have to learn from y'all now. The Sitta Sifat, the 6 points. We learn it from y'all. There is Yogur Quran and Hadith Sharif, the Arabs. But we come to y'all to learn. How to make Jola, how to make Gush, we come into y'all. How to make Ta'aleem, we come into y'all. So when the Salah comes right, especially here, that's why the Sunnah is so important. Sufyan Thori. Sufyan Thori. What Thor means? Ox, buffalo. How he got this title? Some ulama say that one day by mistake, he left the masjid with the right foot. He left the masjid with the right foot, and from the unseen, a voice called out, "Oh, you ox. You can't make out your right leg from your left leg." He became his name, Thori. Fuzail bin Iyaz, I think it was, rahimahullah. Fuzail bin Iyaz, rahimahullah, one day in his dream, Nabi alayhi salatu salam comes and tell him, Sufyan, not Sufyan, Fuzail bin Iyaz, Fuzail, you call this love? Nabi of Allah is saying, you call this love? Oh, Nabi of Allah, what did I do? You didn't make miswak in wudu. How you forgot the miswak? You call this love? For us now, miswak is what? I didn't make miswak, nothing. But I'm coming every year for Umrah. I'm accepted already. No. What the great muhaddith, commentator of hadith, compilation of hadith, what a level of wilayat. He had thousands of murids, sheikh of mashayikh, and Nabi of Allah, and you see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your dream. The hadith sharif says, فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَا يَتَمَثَّلُ بِصُورَتِي. Shaitan cannot take the form of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He cannot take the form. So when you see him in your dream, you've seen him, meaning not the image of him. Allah allows Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to move also. In a kitab called Tazkiratul Qurra, it's mentioned about the great qaris of before. Of the Ibrahim Salaji Sahib, Barakatu mentioned the incident. So he says there was a great alim of deen. He was looking for a lover of Allah, looking for a sheikh. So he went, that time he used to go to the jungles. So middle of the jungle, there's a small masjid there. So he came to the entrance of the masjid, and he sees a qari of Quran Sharif sitting against the member reading Quran Sharif. What a voice he had. It caught his heart, captivating, captured him. So he listened to this Quran, and this person was in his own must, own enjoyment of Quran tilawat. Once Umar bin Khattab, don't forget the first point was. Once Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu was performing Salah, Surah Wattur, Surah Wattur, wa kitabi mastur, ka raqim manshur, wa albayt al-ma'mur, wa saqfi marfu, wa bahri al-masjur. Speaks about Qiyamah. And another Muslim walked into the masjid. And as he heard the voice of Umar bin Khattab, the way he's reading this Qirat, Wattur, wa kitabi mastur, fi raqqi manshur, wa albayt al-ma'mur, wa saqf al-marfu, wa bahri al-masjur, that on the, before Qiyamah, the ocean will be on fire. Inna azaba rabbika la waqi' ma lahu min dafi'. Verily, the azab of Allah will strike, and no one can ward it off. The way he read that ayat, that person walked in the masjid, he heard it, he fell dead. That the azab of Allah will strike. It struck his heart, the fear, and he was gone. What fear they had in the hearts of Allah. When I did my namaz, there is no fear of Allah. The khashyat is no more there. Ya Allah, I'm standing before you. You know what's inside over here. Although my phone is buzzing over, Ya Allah, but the life belongs to you. The fear hasn't come in Salah anymore. So at least I can make that little bit. Ya Allah, I'm standing before Rabbul Alameen, before the Rabb of the entire universe, standing before Allah. So coming back to Fuzail bin Iyaz, rahmatullah alayhi, Fuzail, where's the love? Where's the love? And you see Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in your dream, you've seen him. He woke up and he was like a baby crying. Why? From that day onwards, out of Tawbah, that I caused the cliff and I caused difficulty and trouble to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that he had to come physically in my dream to reprimand me. How dare I give him the cliff? believing out of miswak. He took a pledge till mort he would read every day 1,000 rakats of Salat al Tawbah. Salat al Tawbah. Yalla Tawbah, how I give taklif like that? Now, it was miswak, I left this miswak only, right leg, left leg. No concern. Allah give us hidayat, but this fikr and because to myself also, South African Muslim, I got my ticket to Jannah already, I'm gone. The rest of the world is going to catch up with us. Alhamdulillah, we've got everything done for us. But we don't know who's going to go to Jannah, who's going to be where. Even that Malawi boy, I'm just saying it now. Very nice worker. What is going to be in his heart, we don't know. Although I might be staying, I'm just giving examples now. I might be staying in the penthouse. In Jannah, I might not be in the penthouse, he might be there. He might be and he's looking down, boss, what happened to you? I was washing your car, I was cleaning your shoes. But you had humility. You had, Allah loves those that have humility and humbleness. He had the humility and humbleness in him. I didn't have it in me. On that, he can get the penthouse. So I don't know. My life is in fear and acceptance qabuliyat. Whether Allah has accepted me or hasn't accepted me, this fear should be in the heart of qabuliyat Allah. What will be my condition? What will happen to me? That's why we come to Medina Munawwara, we walk to the masjid, humility, humbleness. We be humble. We come in before the master of the will. His concern, his fikr. So this is my namaz comes right and my sunnats. Entering the masjid with the right foot, have a shoe bag, put the shoe in there with humility, humbleness. Even we're having a shower or bath once a day, we're having, wash the shoes also if you can. Because the temple using to the haram, wash it, make sure it's clean. Now when you go into the haram, when it's clean, now some dirt will come in on the shoe that is there, but now we've got to carry it inside. But make sure they don't napaki on it. So all these things, we're conscious about it. But here in Medina, tayyiba. Tayyiba means pure, clean. One of our friends, we find in the group, he mentions my beloved Sheikh every time he's saying, please make dua, I come to Medina Munawwara. He's ready for his passport to come. He applied, one of our brothers that was with us, i'tikaf also. So he's ready for his passport. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for him. So his father was a great Ashiq also. Right? So he mentioned to me one time that the first Hajj he came for, he's sitting in the bus, there's the first and the last one. And he says, as we came to Medina Munawwara, this is ishq and love and fear. He came to Medina Munawwara and he said, I sat right at the back of the bus, had my gaze down. I don't have the guts to look at the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because I don't have face to show him. I got some sunnahs in my life, I can put it there for good. I must not know, they're going for da'wah somewhere. We can't go empty-handed. We can't go. What people will think? But myself, I got no shame. Now I come now. Like one boss, I came to Medina Munawwara. Right? How I'm dressed, whether I'm dressed, whether he likes me, I'm dressed like this, not dressed. I came now, I accepted. No, I'm not accepted. You're going to be accepted by him. When he sees me, he gets happy. When he sees me, he gets happy. This person is making some effort for my deen. Wala Imam Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was Amir of Tabligh, third Amir. He said, when he came to Medina Munawwara, that time was Medina Munawwara should be, the lights should be off in the night. See the street lights. Everything should be quiet. By about 10 o'clock, haram should be closed. I remember the first time we came, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted. So about 10 o'clock at night, I came out to the street, here where the Green Palace and Safa Palace, etc. There's nobody in the streets. Only cats walking around. And you hear that the police, the walkie-talkie, making noise. So I said, oh, nothing happened. Everybody will be buzzing. This is before Ramadan. At that time, Masjid came. Walaynam al-Hasan Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. Haji Bhai Padia was in the Jamaat, also Rahmatullah Ali. Wali Umar Sahib Alampuri. Oh, the great Akadir. So, the brother was telling us that we came to Masjid al-Nur, which was the Marcus, was Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib, Rahimullah, was the Amir at the time. He said, it was late at night. So, we now almost in a sleeping bag. Somebody came to say, Haji Bhai Padia already finished his bath already. Already changed to go to Haram. Haram is closed. So, no, they go to Haram. Hazrat is already ready. They walk with a stick. He said, now what are they going to go do there? Everything is closed. But the hearts are open. The contact connection is there already. The connection is there already. Young boy gets married already. And the in-laws say, no delivery tonight. So, what is he going to do? He's sitting in the car outside and waiting now. He'll be waiting now. Maybe she might just say, come, make a plan, put the alarm off. Although father-in-law said, no delivery. All right. But he's waiting. So he says, from there they walked. Whole kafla is walking. And Hazaji is in front. Mulaynam al-Hassan Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi. What the Amir of Tabligh he was. So he says, where Babul Nisa is, where Babul Baqi, and they come out from there, Babul Nisa, Babul Jibril. There's just one street light used to be there. Just one street, the old street light that comes over like hangs. This is, we all went there. And Hazaji stood there on his walking stick, leaning on it, closed his eyes, and he started. We all standing behind. He said, we stood there 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour, 1.5 hour. And Hazaji is still standing there. Still standing there. He says, finally, we thought, now how long are we going to stand here? We're standing from one leg to the next leg. We're getting tired. What is he doing? So long salat and salam. Then I asked this person telling me the incident. Then we asked Haji Sahab, Haji Sahab, what's happening in the front? He says, giving kar guzari. Giving kar guzari. Report about all the jamaats. There was the Amir of the world at time, Nizamuddin. There was even a report to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This jamaat, when they, this is the level of deen, ya Rasulullah. Irtidad, they're turning away from Islam. That one day is riot, that one day is tsunami, that one day is earthquake, then they're killing the Muslims. All the kar guzari. They had something to present. Something to present. Some hadiah he brought to Rasulullah. There's some work taking place. Your kaam is carrying on right now. And we're just trying. We don't know how to do it. But we're just trying. So what do we present to the Rodha Mubarak, to Nabi Ali Salatu Salam? This is, I get my namaz right. How to stand in salah. To learn my namaz from someone that learns salah. For this, we go back home. We're going to take this effort and we get my namaz right. My wife's namaz right. Then we got everything right. We need plumber done, electrician done, this thing, driveway, that's right, right. Just organize it, organize it, organize it. But my namaz, my wife's salah, and we've been saying this for long. We're not saying don't do it. Allah has given us alhamdulillah, we're blessed. Allah's praise, Allah's shukr, we thank Allah. Back. Wife's now picking up a few kilos here and there, get on trailer. Father says to the Mr. Universe, you're looking for Miss Universe. Hazrat says, oh, Mr. Universe, go look in the mother how you look. You're out of shape, boy. But she must be tip-top. She must be in shape. You say, what happened like that? So you don't become Jannati, make her Jannati also. Now because so many ladies in the family, get one appa to come teach them. Teach them the namaz. Teach our daughters namaz. Teach them Quran tilawat. Give them 1 hour in the week. Ourselves also, give ourselves the time. Then we come to Madinah Munawwara. Ya Rasulullah, I started madrasa again. I'm getting my Quran Sharif right. Like how you read Quran, I'm also reading Quran. Your sunnahs are coming into my home, alhamdulillah. All this fashionable clothing, ya Rasulullah, I don't need anymore. Your fashion is a real fashion. I've come, as one Buzruk says, on the day of Qiyamah, we'll come to Allah, Tabarak wa ta'ala, we'll say, ya Allah, surat karke laye hain. O Nabi of Allah, we only brought the outer appearance of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't have the inside, ya Allah, we only brought the outer appearance. Ya Allah, you make the inside like him also. Only can bring the outside. Allah, you bring the inside. So Allah Ta'ala, give us understanding and tawfiq, my dear brothers. This we get our namaz right. We're standing in the Roda Mubarak. That must be right. Muslim be that Nabi Ali Salatu see. And it happened. When Sahabi came to Masjid al-Nabawi and he performed salah. Like a dik, misru dik, like one fowl, like a chicken, up and down. Nabi of Allah is singing his namaz. And as he left, he called him back. I told him, irji' fasalli fa'innaka lam tusalli. Allah's great fazal upon us. I mean, shukr to Allah back to Madinah Munawwara, the great tawfiq and ability to quote a hadith that was quoted over here. Irji' fasalli. Oh, my sahabi, go back, perform that namaz again. Fa'innaka lam tusalli. You haven't performed namaz. I don't call that namaz. Thrice he was returned. Three times. Nabi of Allah told him, go back, perform the namaz again. Go back, perform the namaz again. Ya Rasulullah, how should I perform my namaz? Then he told him, when you stand up, إِذَا كَبَّرَ الْإِمَامُ فَكَبِّرُ. Oh, he told him, إذا قمت إلى الصلاة, when you stand up perform salah, then be at a standstill. Take your time. When you go into ruku, take your time. حتى اطمئن, until you have اطمئنان. Then you come into قومة, stand up, ربنا ولك الحمد, حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه. سبحان الله. Even this tasbih, حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه, which is sunnah to read in قومة. That also Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام when they performing salah, Masjid al-Nabawi, after salah he turns around and he says that somebody uttered these words in the salah, hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi. Who uttered it? The sahabi got a bit afraid. Yes, they do something wrong. It came on my tongue. Say, Rasul, I did it. He said, mubarak to you. I saw more than 30 angels rushing to write the reward of the kalima that you mentioned. Hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi. Other wazifas will read also min al-samaat wa min al-ard. And the other du'as that will come in Qoma, but this is the simplest one. It happened here in Masjid al-Nabawi also. And they rushed to write now the reward of that du'a, the kalima that you uttered during the Qoma. So to learn all these wazaif, to learn these du'as, to sit down, take out time. So we start our islah from here. We start our islah from Madinah Munawwara. I've come here, Ya Rasulullah, to start my journey of islah. And Ya Rasulullah, you make dua for my tazkiyah. You make dua for my hidayat. We come to request. Remember, we can't ask direct from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Oh Nabi of Allah, you give me. We ask Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to put our request to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ya Rasulullah, I start my journey of Islam from your rawdah. Or from the place you make salat and salam. This is where Sahaba Ikram started their journey. Ya Nabi of Allah, I'm also starting my journey. My Quran tilawat, my salam, my dhikr, my family, my home. To connect my home now to the road of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So ikhlas, sincerity, to be free from nifaq, hypocrisy. Hazrat says our hypocrisy sometimes is so open, we don't even see it also. Sunday afternoon, we're relaxing with the family, we say, hey, I hope nobody comes today. We're just tired, man. Nobody comes. And we hear the doorbell ringing. Oh, the phone. We came to visit. This door will have a break to the Amma. They pitched up. And how we open the door? Salaamu alaikum. Hey, we're waiting for y'all, man. Hey, y'all came. Such a master at this. At putting on a show. Such a master. We don't say be bad to them. Like, you know, we thought nobody will come at your king. Yes, we'll host them. But now, we got an art right now, throwing people up. Or throwing people up, praising them for nothing. Hey, you, mashallah, you're a buzruk, man. Yeah, I'm a bush cook, you know, I'm shaitan kebab, I am. You're a kebab, I'm shaitan kebab. And when we throw the person up, you got a hazrat, you're a hazrat, you're a sheikh, and this kali kali for nothing. Just wasting words. But we become accustomed to this now, throwing people up and telling them things. Yes, how to praise a person, how to tell him, how to be sweet, muhabbat, bring him close to deen, for the sake of deen. That's why we intermingle with people for the sake of deen, to bring him close to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. All this we learn from Masjid al-Nabawi. So to get our namaz right, right, some practice how to get our salah right, ask Nabi of Allah, make dua for my salah becomes right, my Quran tilawat becomes right, my dua. That's why when dua make to Allah tabar, ya Allah, I'm jahil. And I've got an L on my back, learner driver. Ya Allah, I'm still learning. As long as you make a mistake, you're overlooked. Ya Allah, I'm learning. I've come to learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So very important, we've come here, at least start getting our namaz right. Make sure our garments above our ankles. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, whatever is below the ankles will be in the fire of Jahannam. Allah Pak save us. My kurta length. My kurta length. Then my hair, my tobi for the masturat. At least here they make niyat, Ya Rasulullah. The sharam and haya, the sahabiyat had in them, give me the sharam and haya and modesty. From here I start the parda. For the men, encourage our wives. You look so beautiful, your eyes, your beauty is only for me. And my eyes only belong to you now. No, give her the himmah, give her the courage. And she starts from here, parda, alhamdulillah. The little girls have shock and desire to wear the parda. And why not? The command came over here. The second year of Hijri, different ayat came down. And it came to khamar also and wine. Three ayats came down. Aisha's riwayat. And when the parda was revealed, the Ansari woman just stopped there and they covered themselves on the streets. Please bring a cloth to cover me. What iman they had. The riwayat they have it also, whole right up. And Sahaba Ikram, what iman they had. Immediately they stopped there. And the men forget to run home to bring shawls to cover them. The command has come down now. أقرن يدنين عليهن من جلابيبهن. To cover yourself with one cloth completely. This was Iman. And my dear brothers, understand. Understand very importantly. Allah Pak has spoiled us in dunya. We know we tasted the sweetness of dunya already. Ask yourself and myself, introspect a little bit. What's left of dunya for us to taste? What's left? There's nothing else left now. Nothing left. We're being foreign now to taste something. Some new coffee flavor came out, or some type of bun came out. That one did. You try this, you try that. What's left for us to taste? Accommodation, what's left for us? Business class, what's left? Cars, what's left? It's all now exhausted. There's nothing left to it. But we haven't tasted the sweetness of Iman. The Sahaba Ikram tasted the sweetness of Iman, the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and all the things just vanished to him. There's nothing. There's nothing for them. Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu was the best dressed Sahabi in the time of Makkah al-Mukarramah. His mother had exclusive clothing imported for him from Syria. Nobody was dressed like my son. His style, his fashion, his way. He was like the icon of Makkah al-Mukarramah. The youngsters would see him. It's Mus'ab. Check Mus'ab what he's wearing. And the perfume he had also, nobody could afford it. His mother would import for him. The mother used to make him dressed like that. But when the eyes met with Nabi Ali Salatu Salam, something happened to him. The Mus'ab gave up everything. To the extent his mother would wrap him in a straw mat. She would wrap him in a straw mat as a young boy and tie him to the ceiling so he can't run away to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He wanted to go there. What are you getting from there? I'm giving you everything. Exclusive stuff. What are you getting? He's a pauper, doesn't have what he's going to give you. Doesn't have food. Doesn't have proper clothing, accommodation. But the heart was gone. Mus'ab, the heart was gone. Till the riwayat says one day, and not only that, his mother actually had him shackled also. She tied his legs that he can't run away. Now what doesn't he have? Hazrat says now, the youngsters and the masturat, so much perfume in the house, Ya Allah. We have to spend so much money to spend nice. He says that, oh, we got that whole thing lined up in the bathroom, also little bottles of perfume. The janazah comes out, where are we going to put all this thing now? Where do we do? What do we do with these perfume bottles? We give it to a domestic, put it in one Ziploc packet, we just give it to her. All taklif, lined up, perfume. Use it there. We're getting the reward for it. So here, Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once his heart was gone, he said that one day, his mother got a bit busy and somehow he unlocked the shackles. And he came out from the straw mat and he ran for his life. He ran for his life for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah. My life is for you, the deen of Allah. Then the message went to his mother. The Mus'ab now is gone. So she sent a message to him. What haven't I given you? That if you don't come back now, understand I've disowned you. All your clothing, all your perfumes, everything is nothing. I'm taking everything away. He said, you can have everything. About Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Mus'ab bin Umair was that type of a youngster. Was the icon, was the hero. But when deen came in his heart, when the Ansar of Madina Munawwara came to Aqaba and took bayat upon the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they told him, send a muallim teacher for us to teach us Quran Sharif. It was Usayb bin Hudayr, Asad bin Zarara, and other senior members of the Ansar. So he sent the first muallim before any Sahabi, the first one that was sent exclusive. Mus'ab bin Umair was sent as a Qadi of Madina Munawwara to teach him Quran Sharif. And he came. They came, Abdullah bin Umm Maktum. They both came. And finally, in the battle of Uhud, when Mus'ab fell in the battlefield and his body was brought, the Nabi of Allah's tears began to flow. They covered Mus'ab bin Umair. When they covered his head with the cloth, Shaheed, he buried in your clothes. So when the cloth of what he was wearing was put on to cover him, and when they covered the feet, the head was left open. Wasn't enough cloth to cover him with janazah. Not enough kafan for the boy. The Nabi of Allah said, cover his head and cover the feet with some leaves, iskhir leaves. Like this, Mus'ab bin Umair was buried, shaheed of Uhud. But what he tasted in the love of Allah, he didn't get there in his clothing and his perfumes. Allah must give us that taste. And that taste is being served right now at the Rawza Mubarak. Go and get it. give up everything, bring the sunnahs, open our hearts. Ya Rasulullah, make dua for my change and my hidayat, that I become yours and you become mine. Allah Ta'ala, give us an understanding and see what life will become like. But the simple life, the love of sunnah, the love of sunnah, this will become a real life. Allah Ta'ala, give us tawfiq min amal, inshaAllah. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك